You know, what I think we see from the word is that there's a process of getting there. We are kind of stuck in the process, and so, you know, we fall into appearances and lose sight of the ideals, of course. Under the Lord's mercy, we're brought back to have a vision for what the church can be. And I think it's very much part of this work. So the emphasis there was conjugal love as a text is about the marriage of good and truth illustrated through male and female marriage, you know, persons. So that the attention was drawn to, firstly, you know, the marriage of the Lord, the marriage of what is good and true within the mind, which is what brings the will and understanding together. And then that is what gets expressed. And the important thing about that, of course, is that the external reminders are important, but what the church really needs to do is attend to the interior things so that they can infill those exteriors. Once those things are interiorly established, that then the exterior expression will be more able to accommodate the Lord's love as that expression, or the Lord's love can be seen through that expression. And that will also be reflected through the most important elements, which are the attitudes and loves that reign in those who subscribe to the Lord's word as the basis for their life.